welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete Everett, and today I would like to talk to you a little bit about why there's been a bit of a break in the podcast. You see, at the time of recording this, episode 126, there has been around about a 3-month break in the delivery of Retain FM. Some of you may have noticed, some of you may not have noticed, and others may have thought, thank God that he stopped yapping on at us for a little while. But anyway, I hope there's not many of the latter in the listenership at all. Anyway, I just wanted to come back and drop an episode that explains a little bit about why there has been a break in the podcast. And to say that we're going to start, you know, generating regular content again, and I can't wait to start sharing this stuff with you. So to begin with, why was there a bit of a break in the podcast? So I'll be perfectly honest. The COVID lockdowns in the UK have taken a bit of a toll on us as a family and on my time, and I think, if I really look back and scrutinize why we were in a position where we were in January, it really goes back to the start of the second lockdown in the UK, which was in November 2020. And normally I like to run with kind of a buffer of 3 or 4 episodes of the podcast pre-recorded. And during that lockdown in November, they got used. So as we entered Christmas and then into January, there was no buffer of content. The second thing that then happened was that, you know, we recorded podcasts up until Christmas, as we normally do, and then I took a break for a couple of weeks, still without that buffer. And then in the UK, the kids went back to school in January for one day, and that was when our government decided that we were then going to go into a full lockdown, so no, all the schools were closed, and that content just didn't get created. You know, with kids at home and having to figure out Zoom school and all of that other stuff that goes along with it, it was just one thing too much, I suppose. Now, I can't blame everything on the COVID lockdown, and that's not really my point at all. I'm just being honest with where we were with scheduling and the timing of some of this stuff. Also, some of you may know that I have had a problem with my shoulder, a recurring problem with my left shoulder in the past, and that had flared up again at the end of 2020. And I was waiting for appointments with our physio in order to start treatment and get that sorted. Whilst, you know, I did have some appointments in 2020 and then they got pushed, I was told, because of the COVID pandemics and lockdowns, etc. And sure enough, towards the end of January this year, I actually got appointments that were fixed and I could start some treatment. Now, the great news is that my treatment on my shoulder has now finished. I'm back to full mobility, no pain, no sort of odd sensations and stuff that I was getting in there. And so that's all good. But of course, whilst that was happening, it was something else we needed to accommodate in the midst of Zoom schools, etc., etc. So, you know, it was important for me that I did get that sorted. Back in November for Black Friday, we also pre-launched the advanced modules of our Demystifying SEO course. And the whole deal with those advanced modules was that they would be delivered in January this year. Now, with everything else that I've just explained, one of the two modules did get delivered in January. The other one slipped a little bit towards the end of February. But it was important that was content that got prioritized because people had paid for it ultimately, because it was part of a pre-sale. And, you know, the people had put their trust in me that I would deliver this content. And whilst the group were hugely understanding as to why there was some delays, it was something that was really important for me to deliver on. You know, I fully believe that you need to deliver on your promises. And if something's going to be done, you say something's going to be done, then it needs to be done and it needs to hit the top of the priority list. So that was another issue, another sort of pull on my time, I suppose. We then, as you may or may not know, I also co-run SEO Hive, a white label SEO service, alongside my agency here in the UK. And SEO Hive was going through a bit of a rocky patch. We had some things that happened. I might talk a bit more about them in a later episode, but we had some things that happened which needed to be rectified. And that meant that there was some relatively quick staffing changes. There was some changes in processes. There was some changes to the way we delivered work, how we communicated with clients. Actually, coming out the end of it, I can see that we're now in a far better place and a lot stronger than we were before we went into it. However, I'll be honest, it was a bit of a crap time. And I'd be lying if Jeff and I didn't have the odd sort of conversation about, is this the right thing to be doing? Should we be doing this or should we be doing something else? But we are committed to it. That's, of course we are. We're committed to all of the agencies that we've helped. And to top all that off with a sort of positive note, on April the 1st, 2021, SEO Hive had its first birthday. And in that first year, we helped support over 100 agencies and 165 individual websites. And when I saw that number, that was one of the driving forces that thought, no, you know what? We need to continue with this. This is not something that just because it's a bit crap now, just because it's a bit hard now, we can need to give up. No, we'll be letting too many people down. We need to get this right. There's a model. It works. We can see that it works. We can see the results in client websites. So we need to sort of knuckle down and plow on through this. And I'm pleased to say that we did, and we feel a lot better about it now. And we're in a far better position. Of course, in amongst all of that stuff, I've just spoken about the agency that I run here in the UK, and that didn't stop. You know, we've got a team of 9 people here in the UK, and they needed work, they needed management, they needed projects, we needed business development, we needed finance. Our year end happened. We're never more than a month or so away from a VAT bill. So there was all of that just general stuff, and none of that stopped. Part of my reflection about the last year, where I've not stopped working, and in many respects that's been a fortunate place for me to be, but on the same note, without having that structure of family breaks and holidays and school holidays and Gab's my wife working with us, she's such a fount of knowledge about all of the admin stuff that goes on in the background. Without having her there to bounce things off and to keep a lot of the management stuff on the straight and narrow, personally I feel like the last 12 months or so have been a bit of a treadmill, and at times it feels like it's a treadmill that you can't get off. And ultimately that had an impact on my mental health. And I was surprised, actually, when I sat down and thought about that a little bit, because I've never been a sort of person to consider my mental health all that strongly. I actually cope quite well with stress. I'm one of those people that manages to turn stress or pressure into positive action. It focuses me. And working to deadlines has always been something I've thrived on, and, you know, pushing myself, but within that, factoring in times of recuperation. And what I found with 2020, or the COVID pandemic, and particularly how it's been managed here in the UK, is that life did become like a treadmill. I would be sat at the desk at a particular time, and I would have to do this job, and I would have to do that job, and then I'd have to have these Zoom calls, and then I would have to do this, and almost as the year went on, taking time off became a bit of a taboo subject. You know, why would you take time off? Where have you got to go? What do you mean you're not working? In fact, and this is a really true story, back in December 2020, I was contacted by a new client. I was contacted because one of their members of staff had worked somewhere else, and we'd served them, designed and built them a website in the past, and they'd moved roles and they needed in their new position a new website, and they were adamant that it had to be live before Christmas. And this discussion was happening on maybe the first, second, third of December, something like that. So it was a bit of a tight turnaround, but could we help? So we put a structure that they didn't want anything overly complicated, and thankfully we kind of we always keep December as a bit of a loose month because you lose such a chunk of it to Christmas anyway. We and you've got Black Friday in November. You know, we have a push through to Black Friday. We then get everything set up for Christmas for our clients, and then we kind of have a bit of a sort of loose approach to the rest of the month with regards to our schedule. So it worked. It was fine. But I had said that I was going to take the week leading up to Christmas as a week off. So my last day at work would be the 18th of December. And because I'd sort of said that and we were winding down, a number of our staff had also said, well, look, if we're doing that, that's fine. We'll take that week off as well. And I, you know, the team has worked like absolute Trojans all last year. I was more than happy to give them some time off. You know, holiday allowances certainly hadn't been touched in the way that we'd normally sort of work. You know, so anyway, that was the deal. So I explained to this client, look, yeah, we can absolutely do that, but it's not going to go live on December the 23rd, which is when they wanted it to happen. In fact, they were really pushing for Christmas Eve, and I'd said definitely no. But, you know, we'd need to work for it to be live by December the 18th. So that's, what, 5 days early? And the client was outraged. How dare I suggest they weren't able to fit in with that timescale because they had another 3.5 days work between the end of the 18th and Christmas, then breaking up for Christmas. What did I think I was doing? So, you know, I've never had a disagreement with a client before because I've suggested or offered or insisted that we deliver work early. It was just ridiculous. But this seems to be a sort of example as to where the world has come to in this weird COVID pandemic mentality that's going on. And yeah, so as somebody that's always sort of coped with stress quite well, so never really had to approach that side of my mental health, I suppose. Eventually, I did have to take the... take the decision that I need some time. I need a 2 or 3 week break here. And I took 2.5 weeks off over Christmas and New Year and was really, really sort of privileged that I was in the position to do that. But also sort of felt guilty to begin with that I was taking this time. And, you know, I purposefully took it to fit around school holidays and all of that, to spend time with my boys and my wife and, you know, to make the best of a Christmas that was going to be a bit strange, where we weren't going to see grandparents and all of that kind of stuff. Nonetheless, to take a break. So, you know, that was where I was. That's where I've been for the last 2 or 3 months, maybe a bit longer than that. Sort of just processing and making sure that stuff happens, but also making sure that I make time for myself, because otherwise everything, it just becomes all consuming and overwhelming. And you see, this kind of hooks in with the personal ethos I have of, if something's worth doing, then it's worth doing well. And really that comes down to my grandmother, who passed away 6 years ago now. And, you know, she was very selective in the things that she did. She wasn't the most healthy of people. She had a number of health conditions, none of them sort of completely debilitating or anything, but she had a number of health conditions. And she just knew that she couldn't do anything. So she would pick and choose what she was going to do. But when she picked something that was going to be her thing, she would engage with it 110%, because ultimately she knew that in order to do this, she was giving up other opportunities. So she needed to make the most out of the things that she chose to do. And, you know, yeah. So because of all of that, this is all coming back to why there's been a break in the podcast. Ultimately, I felt like I was letting you guys down. I felt like I was letting the podcast down. I felt like I was letting myself down a little bit. And actually, if I couldn't bring myself to scrape something together wasn't going to be good enough. That's really the point I'm trying to make. I wanted to clear the decks, get my commitments out the way, get my head sorted, relieve a bit of pressure, all of that kind of stuff. And then wanted to come back to the podcast where I could have a commitment to it, where I could, you know, start to schedule recordings properly again, where I could You know that I could batch some content to build up that little buffer, all of that kind of stuff. So that's why there was a break in the podcast. And I'm more than happy to discuss any part of that with people if they're bothered. And, you know, maybe if people find any of those topics interesting, or I could help give advice to people. I'm not saying I'm an expert in any of it, but I needed to. That was what I needed to do. And it came to a point where it was right. Well, it's now or it's never. So I've taken the time and I've looked after myself. My shoulder is better. My mental health is, I feel a lot more positive about stuff. We've got some plans in place for this year, partly, you know, due to the COVID vaccine rollout in the UK. We've been able to plan some things further out in the year. We've got building projects happening at home. We're never, I don't sit still very easily, neither my wife or I do. So, you know, we always have to have irons in the fire. And I think that was maybe one of the things, was that we didn't have those extra irons in the fire. We didn't really know what was coming next or where it was coming from. We were just passengers in a journey. And so yeah, so we've taken time to figure that out. We've delivered everything that we were contractually bound to deliver, that people had paid for. We've improved systems and processes. We've been working in the background. We've been, you know, rolling things out in SEO Hive. That when you're managing up to 100 agencies, that's you know, just making one change can often mean that needs to be replicated 100 times. So all of that stuff's been going on in the background, and you know, I hope I haven't become too much of a stranger to you whilst all that's been going on. And as I mentioned, I had to keep work flowing through the agency. I have staff that depend on a solid turnover in the company, and that needed to take priority. So there we are. In many respects, I do need to say that it did feel a bit weird not delivering the podcast. What also has happened in the past 3 months is back in March, the podcast turned 3 years old. And it blows my mind that, you know, I've been creating content for you on and off, admittedly, for the last 3 years. And it's, you know, I've learned a lot. I've developed a lot. Hopefully the quality of the podcast has improved a lot. My first 10 are shocking. Please never go and listen to those. You know, nobody needs to be put through that. But, you know, things have changed. And when I think that I've been doing it almost every week for the last 3 years, to then think I've taken 3 months off feels really weird and felt really weird at the time. So it's really great to be back. And as I said, generally, everything is in a better place than it was 3 months ago. So we've got some cool things coming up. I've got some content pre-recorded. I'm working on getting some interviews lined up again. Life is going to go back to normal. Life is the podcast is going to come back. I'm not going to guarantee that it will be every week for infinitum, but there will be breaks, and it will be consistent, and it will be high quality, because that's what you guys deserve, and that's what ultimately what I want to deliver. So look, that's been a full ramble about me, about where the podcast's been, where I've been, what's been going on in life. And I'm just trying to be honest with you. So, you know, I've got next week's already pre-recorded. It's all about keyword research. It's coming up. So please tune in next week for episode 127. But in the meantime, you know, if you want to talk about any of the issues that I've raised in this episode, head on over to our group at peteeverett.com/group, or just go to Facebook and search for Retain FM and you'll find us. And, you know, drop a comment about how you've been. What have you been struggling with? What could I help you with to move forward? Are you in a good place right now, or on not so good place right now? And if it's the former, then we want to celebrate with you. And if it's the latter, well, how can we help you? So, yeah, it's the group really is designed to be a safe place to discuss those things. So if, yeah, I hope that I'm going to see you in the group. Welcome back. It's good to be here. It's good to be talking into my good old trusty microphone again. And I'll be delighted to see you next week. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/126. And I will see you next week.